thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Dallas Stars hockey team owner Tom Hicks introduced his two new co-general managers to the media Wednesday after Tuesday's dismissal of 17-year Dallas Stars employee Doug Armstrong. Armstrong had been the Stars' general manager for the last 5 years. His replacements include future Hockey Hall of Famer and retired Stars player Brett Hull and veteran franchise employee Les Jackson, who's been the Stars' assistant general manager since 2000. Owner Tom Hicks.
Today's all about returning the Dallas Stars to their days of glory. I've had some concerns for some time. They're subtle. It was not an easy decision, but it was one I felt I had to make, and I did. For the Stars, we need to take it back to where we know, and that's to be one of the most successful teams in hockey.
The current 7-7-3 record in this young hockey season puts the Stars second to last in its Western Conference division. Hicks says the team should have won at least 4 more games. The other night's 6-5 loss, after the Stars had been shutting out its opponent 4-0, grabbed the owner's attention, even though Hicks says he'd already been considering some sort of change.
People playing not to lose. People were playing not to make mistakes. People were trying to look over their shoulder instead of playing like Dallas Stars and taking it to them and plan to win.
New co-general manager Les Jackson says he, with colleague Brett Hull, will work to shape the current roster so the skaters work for victory every second they're on the ice.
If you don't play 60 minutes and you let down for 2 minutes, or you let a good player perform for 2 minutes against you, they can beat you. So you got to stay focused on the task.
Brett Hull, known for his strong opinions as a TV sports commentator, is looking forward to his new co-manager role with Jackson.
You know, I usually fly by the seat of my pants, and his ability to be calculated and a little more thought provoked before he acts, those two pieces that we are different in is also going to make us better together.
The new Stars managers suggest this change at the top may be just the beginning in a rebuilding process that will ultimately trickle down to a change of players.
It's a skating game. It's a young man's game, so we have to transition into that. And I say that we're committed to some good players contractually, and it's going to take some time to work that out. And just to say we're going to do it overnight, that's a challenge.
At this same news conference, Hicks said he's moved longtime Stars president Jim Leitz to other parts of his sports marketing group. Hicks also owns the Texas Rangers baseball team in Arlington and the Liverpool Football Club and English soccer team. Leitz will spend more time marketing and developing business deals with both. The new Stars president is Jeff Cogan, who moves over from Arlington, where he was the Rangers president. Hicks calls him a front office expert in ticket sales and customer development. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.